This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Go time indeed. Hugh Joseph with you. Doc Brown, not here his way again, but we have another very, very special guest. One of Doc Brown's best friends, life collaborators, life partners, everything. Let's just nip it all in the bud. Pretty much everything. Here's his his one, his everything. Last skeptic, Skeppers.
You.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. Thank you so much for having me again, Hugh.
It's fine. No, I was really glad to have you
back.
But
you know what? As with every show that I come on, I'd like to start with something serious.
Oh, please.
Please. Just to let you know that, like, you know, every time I come on, I'm quite lewd, you know? I'm quite out there. I'm quite crude. If anything, you know, I don't really... You know, I want to make a change.
I think, what was it most of all the kids have been describing you? Something like horrible man?
Horrible bearded man.
Something like that.
I want to make a change. I've thought about it a lot. I want to make a change. And today...
Michael Jackson.
I'm going to be PG.
PG?
I'm going to be PG today. So everything I'm saying...
Yeah.
It's not a euphemism. It's real. If I say, it's sticky, it's not a euphemism.
Right.
It's just me just, you know, talking about, you know, maybe some baklava or something.
So PG has got, PG rated.
Yeah, PG
right.
rated.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Everything I'm saying, I'm not going to say anything rude today.
I do not think you can do that.
I do not think
you have that in you to
100%
do that.
I'm going to do it for 2 hours.
What are you going to put on? You got to make a claim like that. Let's put something on the line.
All right, okay.
What? If you cannot do that, if you cannot keep it PG, which I kind of don't want you to, but I do want to win something.
Okay, good.
I'm a businessman, Skeppers. I'm a businessman, all right? It's not about what I want, it's about what I need.
All right.
I need something.
Okay, cool.
All right,
let me see what I got in my wallet.
Yeah, okay, do that.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Oh, it's great. He's going to put a used bus ticket on the line.
I've got a dad wallet, just everyone know that. I've got a very dad wallet.
All right. Hang on. I got some money here too.
You can hear money.
Bowler.
Oh yeah, that's real life money right there.
Yeah.
Okay, 50p.
Done. 50p.
It's 50p on the line.
I got 50p. There you go.
Okay, so for all those people listening at home, blind folk or not blind folk, doesn't matter. It's the radio.
It's radio.
We both put down 50p each.
Mm.
That is sterling pounds,
yep.
UK pounds,
UK pounds,
Earth pounds.
That's right.
So we both put down 50p on a wager that today, the last skeptic, Corinne Duyeb, me. Will be 100% PG.
Yeah. Hey, producing team, we are going to need some help here. If we can all keep our ears out, please. If our last skeptic here, if he does anything at all that is not PG rated, can you help us pull this up? Because I will forget. Because, you know, it's like boys, we get in the spirit.
Yeah. No, we're in it. And, like, you know, within a moment, I'm talking about my and you know, and there's, you know, I do that. Yeah, last time
That was borderline.
No, I coughed.
Yeah.
Talking about my chest infection. Come on now.
You know? I don't know.
Within seconds, I'll talk about my chest. I can talk about my chest infection.
I don't want that. You can keep the 50p for that. I don't want that. I don't want that. All right, this is
good.
Great. We have
right,
a bet.
Sure.
If you can't keep a PG and for the next 2 hours, I score myself a sweet 50p. Oh, yeah. Hey, great to have you on the show, man. It is a real pleasure. We're going to have, as always, some of our favourite segs coming up. And also, we're going to have the founder of Dan's Le Noir on the phone as well.
Perfect.
Pretty soon, in about half an hour, which is very, very cool. Coming up next, it is a very, very important day for me today. I will let you know why shortly. But first things first, I want to play the latest video you've just dropped, Splinters. It's featuring Cara Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk. We need to talk about this video clip. It is amazing.
Break
it down for people that haven't had the chance to see the video clip for Splinters.
Well,
yet.
Basically, it's taken from my last EP, Revenge is the Best Success, out now, and the video itself stars myself and Heems from an American rap group called Das Racist, and we work in a chicken shop, and it just plays out as one of those standard late night Friday Saturday scenarios where a drunk motherfucker, I can say that still, it's fine. We can swear
producing team.
I didn't specify. I can still swear, all right? I'm just talking about, you know, crude,
but you didn't specify that you could swear. All you said was,
right,
I need to keep a PG.
All right.
I'm going to give you this one.
Are you gonna, all right, let me have
only because I want to talk about your video.
All right,
well,
I'm not going to swear from now on. Fine.
No, no, you can swear.
Okay, fine. You're,
I don't know how we draw the line between PG if you can't. No, you can't swear.
Right.
That was the only swear password.
Because you're allowed, you're one, aren't you, in certain films? Or is that a 12? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, so when a drunk mother fudger comes in.
My man.
And in this video, he's played by Jordan from Rizzle Kicks.
Yep.
Who we all know and love. And he comes into the chicken shop kicking off.
Yep.
So what do? I kill him. And then serve him to my customers.
Can I just say that one of my favourite, apart from it being really, really, really kind of like dark but funny, like it's a dark comedy. Mm. There's no two ways about it. It's amazing. I've watched it quite a few times. It's really, really good. One of my favourite things is when you put him into like the fry bin or whatever, he kind of goes down into some weird other world where he's down dancing with all these girls dressed up in these amazing costumes as chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that idea?
It was the incredible director George Allen that kind of came to me with the treatment, and he had it all sorted out, and Rosie Brotherton did the choreography for all the dancers, and there was just an incredible team around it that all just wanted to collaborate and make something really, really fudging weird.
So it was
an honor to be a part of it. All I had to eat, most of my videos I end up directing, or I end up, you know, doing something, or trying to sort everything out, or producing it, or starring in it, or whatever. And this one, all I had to do was turn up with Jordan and just be drunk and act, and it was a lot of fun. So big good. Up George Allen for that.
So good. And should we give away the ending, because it doesn't matter, it's not like it's a feature film where you're going to spoil it.
No, it's fine, we can give away the ending.
These two girls come into the chicken shop at the end after Jordan's been killed, and then you give her box of dirty chicken.
Yep.
She opens it up, and it is literally a deep fried human hand.
Yeah, Jordan's deep fried hand. Yeah.
That she then takes a massive bite out of. And I don't care who you are. You don't have to be a vegetarian. Mm. You can be a carnivore for time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That will make you gag. It doesn't matter who you are. Hannibal Lecter was like, yeah, too far, son.
It's difficult for me to not say anything about you using the word gag, and I just want you to know I'm keeping it PG, so it's fine.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? I'm going to throw things at you. I want that 50. Actually, truth is, I need that 50. It's not about what I want at all.
It's a matter of urgency.
I was looking at that 50p in my pocket going, yeah, that's a few potato scallops. Now I'm looking at that pound going, now that's a soup from Tesco. All of a sudden, she just went,
wee. Oh, wow.
So the girl, she eats a human fried hand.
It's a human hand.
Was it hard to make that? Because it looks like it's a very convincing prop.
Yeah, well, George sorted it out, because he was an art director. He'd worked on a bunch of adverts for like IKEA and stuff, and he's just great at getting teams together to make these props. And he sorted it out. I think it was a mannequin's hand.
Great.
He just battered and fried.
Ugh. You've got to go and see. It's called Splinters from The Last Skeptic. Who is filling in for Doc Brown today on FUBAR? Good on you, mate. And I'm really looking forward to our challenge of you keeping it PG, which you will not be able to do.
We shall see.
And I am going to win that. Now, coming up next, first order of business. It is a huge day for me and a big part of my family and a lot of other people out there as well today.
I'm excited.
It's a very, very important day. And I'm going to set myself a pretty wild challenge, because that's how important it is. That's how important you are to me. Here you go, check it out right now. This is Splinters Free Tune, Kara Campbell on FUBAR. Yum Fubar's Tuesday Roundup, Hugh with you, and that is the last skeptic right there. Splinters featuring Cara Campbell, our last skeptic, filling in for Doc Brown today.
Yeah, it's true, filling in.
Filling in.
Totally just filling in, just the show, just filling in the show.
Just the show.
Just the show.
I don't know where we're going with this, but I was hoping there was going to be something dirty so I could win our bet. Have you not been able to keep it PG?
Nothing. Just nothing filling in the show. No, right. Nothing else is being filled in. Maybe some walls later.
Yep.
Polyfiller.
You can't. You are not going to make it. I just know that. I mean, I'm so confident you're not going to make it.
Look, listen, guys. Just email in, text in. Yeah. You know, hit us up.
Yeah.
If you think I can make it a whole show being entirely PG.
In fact, you can even do us a favor as well. Help me and the producers. If you do hear Last Skeptic say anything that's not PG, tweet us in. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Let's all get on board. Let's all gang up on him. That's the funnest thing about bullying. It's never fun to bully people when you're just one on one. It's always fun not to do it when there's a big group. So let's definitely
difficult.
Do that.
This is very difficult.
No. Well, I want you to do it. I want you to win too because, you know, I'm a nice guy.
Well.
And I'm in a great mood.
Whoa.
I'm in a really good mood.
And I mean, why is that? What's happened? What day is it today?
It's St. David's Day.
Whoa!
Yeah! Now, why would I be so happy about this? Because I was born in Wales.
Wow.
Right? And I bang on about it all the time.
I knew it from the accent, and since I've known you, I was like, where is that accent from?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I knew it was Welsh.
Did you? Really?
I knew. I just could tell.
You can feel
it. You just sound so Welsh.
I do. Check this out. Who's caught as that jacket? Was that pretty convincing?
Whoa. I just felt like I was in the Broken Beacons.
I'll be there now in a minute.
Whoa, that is definitely not Scottish.
Damn. All right, so yeah, okay. I grew up in Australia. I mean, I do bang on about this all the time, but yeah, that's why Hughes, H-U-W, born in Wales, Aberystwyth.
As opposed
to... Grew up in Australia. When I went, moved there when I was like one or
something. What's the other Hugh? Oh, H-U-G-H, yeah, like Hugh Grant.
Just dumb way.
It's not really... Yeah, stupid way.
The proper way is H-U-W. The other way, if you... You know.
Huggy.
Makes no sense at all. Yeah, but today's St. David's Day. So, I've been on the blower to my dad. My dad was born in Wales and he's from the Brecon Beacons. And
he
all
is,
the family.
Great.
I've been in touch with all the family. Everyone's real chuffed about it. To be honest with you, and I didn't know a great deal about it because growing up in Australia, I was pretty far removed from all of that. Mm. So, Tony, this is my first time where I was kind of like had a few people going, oh, it's a big day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big thing. And people are really into it. And I think it's great, you know. Yep. So learning a little bit about St. David, who apparently, like most saints, they don't really know much about what he did. But, you know, that's cool.
Did he kill a dragon or is it?
Well, it's about dragons.
Okay.
It's about daffodils as well.
What did he kill a dragon with a daffodil?
I don't know how hard that would be. Unless they... you had a dragon that was like had really bad sinuses,
hay fever
and stuff like that, because it would make them vulnerable.
Wow.
And I don't know if they had like Sudafed and all that stuff back in those medieval times.
Yeah, I think they did. It's quite an old. Sudafed is probably one of the oldest brands.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think so.
Wait, you being serious? Don't. I'm very gullible. I believe this.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay. Sudafed was invented in I think the 1200s. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's St. David's.
They didn't have plastic, industrial plastic.
No.
They just served it in people's hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were big too. The tablets like the size of your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they were originally for dragons as well.
It was. Yeah.
Originally for dragons. But that's, literally, that is, on a serious note, that's what St. David's Day is all about.
Right.
That, daffodils, dragons, and Sudafed.
Yes.
So it's a very, very important day. Even if you don't have any hay fever issues, take some Sudafed anyway, just out of, Welsh pride.
So St. David killed Goliath as well?
I don't know about, but I would say that the because of the facts surrounding, as far as I can tell, from my very, very brief research on it today... Quite possibly.
Mm.
I'd say quite possibly.
And St. David played for Manchester United and married Victoria Beckham, right?
I don't know if that's the same one.
Right.
But considering that there is not a lot of information about St. David, I would say it's quite more than likely.
Okay, cool. Sure.
More than likely.
Sure. I'm learning.
We all are.
Every day's a school day.
We all are. But one thing I did learn about today is, and I did know this as well, that leeks were very important. Leeks were the vegetable leek, the root vegetable leeks, very important. And apparently the soldiers, the Welsh soldiers, a long time ago, used to all be given a leek to eat every day. Apparently it's good. There's a lot of nutrients and other things. Again, very brief research. Can't stress.
No, this is legitimate research.
This is true, but the reason behind why they would do all these things, I don't know. I looked at the bullet point facts. Yes, they were made to eat leeks, given leeks to eat every day.
Wow.
I'm really trying, since I've been here, Skeppers, to really embrace my Welsh ancestry.
Yeah, bring it in.
You know, my dragons and my wizards.
Yep.
I mean, I love Harry Potter, even though he's kind of English.
Yeah.
Still, just because he's a wizard, I'm still like, yeah, no, it's part of the community.
Right.
I'm down with that. But what I wanted to do, and I think this is really important as far as really embracing my Welsh ancestry on such an important day like St. David's Day, what I'm going to do up next is I am going to... I've got...
No, don't say it. Don't do it, man.
Look at that.
No, don't do it.
Do you want to just describe what I got in my hand here?
Oh, I mean, like... He's got a leek in his hand.
I do.
He's got an actual leek.
A full-size leek. He's about a foot long.
It's not full-size. I would say it's like...
It's about a foot long. How much bigger do they get?
Come on. You got fatter ones. You get like the
here we go about that one.
No, that's okay. That's still like moderate to fair sized leek. I mean, I'm not. You know, it's not.
I don't know how much I'm really.
No, it's good. No, it's good. I mean, for what I think is coming, it's good for it to be smaller.
Can I just say that if you showed me yours, I would not straight away go, that's a bit small. I would say, do you know what? That is, you know, that's a great sized leek you've got there, Skip. It's a great sized leek. And I'm sure everyone that wants to share in that leek would appreciate the size of it. And it's not the size that matters.
It's all the right? Motion of the ocean.
Thank you very much.
But I don't know what you're talking about because it's PG today.
It's PG. Damn, so I was really trying to
vegetation
get...
Vegetation-wise, that I agree, that would provide less sustenance than a bigger leek.
Yes. But it would still quite possibly be just as enjoyable.
You might even have to use more than one leek at the same time.
That was borderline, mate. That was borderline.
Depending on what your appetite
that was
is.
Really borderline. So what I'm going to do, up next, I've got a leek in the studio. I, like my my brothers and sisters in arms, who used to eat a leek every day, I am going to attempt to eat this raw leek.
I mean, but you're not going to, eat the whole, you can't eat the end, like that's inedible.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like.
So we'll get to cut that off?
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that.
Okay.
And then that's a bit at the end, you know, the roots.
So I get to cut off
the... You get to cut off the roots.
Good. Okay.
And you get to cut off all the horrible bit at the end.
I'm going to attempt to eat it raw.
Yeah, okay.
During the length of the Welsh National Anthem, which is 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
Okay, that's a good enough time.
I don't know how this is going to go.
Probably awfully.
I've only had leek before roasted, and it was delicious.
The leek is a very delicious animal.
Mm.
I really enjoy eating it.
You do, don't you?
But I wouldn't eat it raw. No, maybe, you know what? Maybe if it was chopped up in a salad, maybe.
Yeah, because you love all that. I swear I've heard you say before, look, if anyone wants a leek in my mouth, go for it. I am ready.
Yeah.
Leek in my mouth anytime you want.
Yep.
Anytime
you want. Served in a variety of dishes.
Yep. Or even just straight in. Sometimes you're like, people just leek straight in my mouth. That's fine. I don't mind.
Correct. Right. Correct. No, yes.
I'm trying. He's not taking the bait.
No.
I'm taking the bait.
I am a master of not taking the bait.
So I you really are, aren't you? Again, but that was P. That wasn't PG. That was P.
That was PG.
That was
come
P.
On. You look. You'd watch any kids' film. There is a joke as bad as similar as that.
Okay.
Similar to that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I will give you that one. But I'm watching. Just remember, I'm watching. So, look, I've definitely never had a raw leek before.
Okay.
I am going to attempt to eat this entire one raw in just over 2 minutes.
Wow.
Just because I think it's the right thing to do, and it's going to really bring me closer to my Welsh ancestry.
Good. That's what
I don't know how it's going to go. I might be really violently ill. I don't know.
I think so. I think maybe you should get a bucket. I mean, there's plant pots there. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think I will be sick?
No, yeah.
Really? Genuinely?
No, of course you're not. It's a bloody vegetable.
I know, but if you ate like a whole onion raw, you'd probably make
probably
it quite
be
unwell.
Sick, yeah. But then again, you know, I've done stuff. I've like drunk ketchup, you know, for a dare, you know, like drunk maple syrup for a dare.
I don't think that's in the same ballpark here. Drinking ketchup.
Once I even ate a whole carrot raw.
No.
Yeah,
now you're
I
just
know.
Being silly.
Wow.
You're just being silly now. We've been serious. Now you just
don't tell
silly.
Anyone, but I also ate an apple raw as well. On the same day.
That is definitely a euphemism for something. I'm trying to figure it out. I know what you're like. You're trying to sneak him in
I'm
now,
PG,
aren't you?
I'm PG today.
You're trying to sneak him in under my nose.
I'm PG today.
All right, coming up next, I literally am going to attempt to do this, eat a raw leek, right after Disclosure. This one's featuring Lord, called Magnets. You're on FUBAR. Hugh and Skeppers with you.
Never really felt bad about it. As we drank deep from the light, 'cause I felt melted. attracting magnets, babe. The second I saw you through half shut eyes. Smoke and sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven. Bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Uh-oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Never really thought we would make it. We'd be thinking about what could have been. But we've had a record summer. Can't turn it down. Oh, now I don't wanna see the end begin. Off Mulholland, he was talking. I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven. Bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Uh-oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learn. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. 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 Let's embrace the point of no return.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Lars Skeptic with you.
Yeah,
Skeppers
right.
Filling in for Doc Brown today.
It's not wrong.
He's a good man. He's a good man, Al Skeppers. Very supportive, which is what we need right now, because today being St. David's Day, myself being Welsh, and St. David's Day, of course, celebration in honour of St. David, who was the patron saint of Wales. Mm. I was born in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a part of my ancestry to take on this challenge. Which is, I'm going to attempt, like the old Welsh soldiers who used to eat a raw leek a day, I'm going to attempt to eat a raw leek during the length of the Welsh National Anthem, which is 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
8 seconds. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's even less than you said before.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll keep changing it.
It's all about those 10 seconds. They make all the difference.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I think I'm going to do this because I'm Welsh. And it's
I don't
just
think
in my
you
blood.
Can do it.
Do you what do you reckon? Do you reckon yay or
nay? I'm nervous. I'm nervous in
yay or nay.
All of me.
All of you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go for it, all right? Do you reckon I can do this?
No, you know what? No, I've got your back. I think, you know, you're wearing a T-shirt that's really, that's a great T-shirt that I can't say because I'm being PG today.
Thank you very much.
And you've got a great shirt on, a great actual shirt above the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I've got confidence in you and as a human being.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to show a camera person here that I've got one bigger leek that I've cut the ends off. Both, I'm allowed to cut the ends off. That's part of the thing.
Yeah, he's brandishing the leek right now.
One small one. I'm going to go for the bigger one. I'm going to go for the bigger one. Wish me luck.
Okay, I'm going to Snapchat and commentate.
Okay.
Commentate?
I'm really worried about
at
this.
At the same time. You can do this.
Thanks, buddy.
Don't worry about it. Another one.
Another one.
Okay.
This one's for St. David. I know my Welsh.
St. David.
My Welsh folk out there. Men, women, like everyone. Love you. Here we go. Starting.
Okay, let's do this. Good luck.
Now.
Okay, let's go. You can eat this leek, man. You can do this. Oh, you're doing beautiful. How's it feel? Is it good? No, don't waste time talking. Don't worry about it. Don't even reply. Okay, cool. You all right? Eat that leek. Eat it.
Okay. It's terrible. It's really bad.
It's really stinging
my mouth.
Okay, right.
I haven't swallowed any yet. I'm just keep chewing.
No, it's fine. Just, you know, keep it in there. He's looking quite tentative. His eyes are closed. I haven't seen a tear yet. I feel like a tear is coming. He's gone a little bit red. Oh no, I've seen a lot of food in his mouth. There's a lot of open mouth. I feel like this is the moment where it's having the same effect as an onion would have.
It's exactly like eating an onion.
A leek, as you may or may not know, is in the same family as an onion.
Really bad.
Part of the same team. Right now, he's kind of spat out a little bit. It went on his nice shirt.
A minute 10 to go.
He's got a minute 10 to go. He has consumed half of the leek. Oh, my God, he's gone for two big bites. There's some swallowing in there. There's leek leaking out of his mouth. He's covering his mouth. He's swearing. He can't do it. He's looking like he might throw up. He may know. Is he going in? Can he do it?
Come on, Will.
Come on, you can do it for Wales, man. You've let down Wales if you can't do this.
45 seconds.
You're not even going to be a Welsh citizen anymore.
45 seconds.
He's eating a whole leek. Oh, my. I mean, he's kind of like hunched over a little bit. Still no tears, but it looks like tears might come. He's going to really earning that water afterwards, ladies and gentlemen.
25 seconds.
And he's got it all in there. 25 seconds. Is he going to swallow? We need to check the mouth. Is there any leak still remaining in your mouth? How long we got?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. All right. You can do this. You can do this. Come on, Hugh. Come on, Hugh. The final note. Come on. For Wales. For Wales. Swallow it for Wales.
Did I do it? I did it. Yeah.
Drink some water. Oh wow! I mean, it smells disgusting in here.
Check this out.
Oh, he's got the Welsh dragon tattoo. It smells. Woo! Horrific in here.
I'm gonna go and be sick.
Oh, I think he's gonna vomit. Maybe put on a song.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my favourite song. So Hugh's gonna go throw up right now. You're tuning in to Hugh Joseph and the Last Skeptic, FUBAR Radio. This is Kanye West.
The city never saw this coming. Well, you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her. I guess she was right. I wake up, access to the damages. Checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch, but it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym all chest, no legs. Yeah. Then I make myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you had me driving five, enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah. You wasn't mine, though. But I still drove 30 hours. Baby, I still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam. Young producer just trying to get his flows off. I remember being nervous to do Victoria's Secret till I pictured everybody with their clothes off. Expedition was Eddie Bauer edition. I'm driving with no winter tires in December. Skirt, 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 like a private school for women. Then I get there and all the Popeyes is finished, girl. You don't love me, you're just pretending. I need a happy beginning, middle, and ending. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. It's getting hot in here, that's all that I know. Got a hotel room, 3 stars for you. You call down for an omelet. Girl, it's 5 in the morning. You realize you got the Doubletree, not the Aria. Only thing open is Waffle House, girl, don't start with me. I used to Western Union for you like it's no pride. Cause you was in college complaining about it's no jobs. But you was sucking a nigga dick the whole time. Well, I guess a blowjob's better than no job. Then I drove back 30 hours.
Baby,
30 hours there, Kanye West.
Taken easy. From TLOP, the last album, well, supposedly album, mixtape. I mean, it's not a great record. No. It's got some fantastic records on it, like that one, but I think he kind of realised off the bad reviews that he was like, no, I was just playing.
Yeah, I know, he's very much
album's,
like that.
My proper album's coming out soon.
Yeah.
I was just joking.
Weird, man. And then, yeah, he's very non-committal about this one, wasn't he? Changing the name of it, changing it. Oh, God. Who knows what's going on?
There you go.
It's FUBAR, Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Last Skeptic with you, filling in for Doc Brown. And this is amazing. And our next guest that's joining us on the line right now, this is incredible. I've been really, really hanging out to go to Danton Le Noir, which is the dark restaurant, which is staffed by blind people and a youth homelessness charity, Centrepoint. This is great. So they're going to be collaborating to host a gastronomic dinner. And we are joined now by none other than Edouard Debray, who is terrible at pronunciating most things, let alone a very sophisticated name like that. But the founder of Danton Le Noir. Edouard, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome.
Yeah. How are you, good sir?
Thank you for welcoming.
Well, pleasure. This is going off swimmingly. We're all so polite. how are you, Edouard?
I'm good. It's raining in Paris.
Oh, how romantic.
Just like Amelie.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit first before we talk about the collaborating to host the gastronomic dinner. Let's talk a bit about the restaurant, because it's actually world famous. Like it's so many people have heard talking about this incredible dark restaurant that's staffed by blind people. How did the whole conception of this come about?
Well, this company started 12 years ago in Paris, working with Blind Foundation. The idea, it was actually existing in the Blind Foundation before. They were trying to raise awareness about disability with that concept, but they were losing money, it was difficult. So finally, I came to them and I proposed to make a real company with that. So we started the first restaurant in Paris 12 years ago. It was immediately a big, huge international success. So we decided to come to London 10 years ago. So we now celebrate our 10 years in Amazing. London.
And I've heard so many wonderful things about this restaurant, but I haven't personally been yet. But I'm guessing when you...
So we have clients to come now.
Yeah, I would love
it's
to.
Good, it's good you didn't come. We need more clients.
I will be there. I'm going to book a table. So tell me, like, when you're eating, obviously, I'm new to eating meat. So there's part of me that was quite frightened of going, but just in case there was a type of meat or something served that would just throw me off base. Like, I would just be like, oh, no, I'm eating shark or something. But the whole idea as well, the one thing that really gets me, that really excites me about coming to the restaurant is that without sight, without being able to see it, the rest of your senses really make up for the lack, you know, and I'm guessing everything tastes really incredible.
Well, first, people must understand it's not just a restaurant, it's really an experience.
Yeah.
So it's not something you have to do every week or every month.
Yeah.
It's a real big experience. So the success of this experience is based, for me, on three main level of benefits. The first is the sensory benefits.
Yeah.
That means you taste the food like you never tasted before. Because it's a surprise menu, you must guess what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
And you can believe me, people are very bad at that. They mix tuna and veal, or red wine and white wine, so it's a big mess. So it's question yourself about the way you eat food.
I mean, I can barely find my mouth when you know when it's light outside.
That's why he has a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a safety net.
I just find I direct the food around, you know, where there's a hole in my beard. But
the point is it's not just a sensory experience. It's also we don't have a small table like other restaurants. We have big communal table.
Right.
So it's also a social experience because you are seated with your friends, but you are also seated beside other person,
right.
And you never know who is seated beside you in the dark. It can be William and Kate, it can be Tim Burton, Novak Djokovic, or a driver of a train, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. And so you don't have preconception on people. And so it's a very open-minded conviviality. That's really cool. Interesting experience for that. And the last thing, it's a real rich human experience also, because you are driven by blind people, so you are used to help them to cross the street, but there you are in their hand, and you become the blind, and they become your eyes.
Yeah, amazing.
So it's a very rich experience on different levels.
So it's such an incredible idea, and as we were saying before, it, you know, it does obviously would it enhance without your sight, it enhances a lot of other senses. So when you're in there, you're completely in the dark. People, like, how often are there accidents? Is there somebody that actually eats their part there, you know, whoever they're sitting with actually eats their hand, or somebody trips over? There's something wrong with my steak. You're actually eating your own chair.
Yeah, I didn't want to stop you, but you kind of had my hand in your mouth, and I didn't want to stop you.
And you owe me 50 quid for the chair. So, yeah, how often do things go a little bit askew?
No. I cross finger, but with more than 1 million people who are experienced, we never had a real accident. But of course, you have sometimes some funny situation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes very funny situation. For example, when we started this restaurant, we were not expecting that fish, for example, when they get light in the kitchen, they have fluor in it, and so they become light. So the first night in the dark, it was flying fish in the
in the dark. That's amazing. Because I remember once when I was trying to go to the bathroom, and I was at a guest's house long time ago, and I couldn't find the lights, and I was pretty sure that I found the bathroom, but I weed in the laundry. I didn't realize. I thought that I had done the right thing. So I'm a little bit. I wonder if there's trepidation of people going to somewhere where they can't see. So how does it work for people that do feel a bit of trepidation about it? How does it work when you get there? Like, does somebody, like, break it down for, you know, give us like a little, you know, kind of bullet point, like a version of how it would work when you go for dinner at Dan's Le Noir?
Oh, you just arrive, and you choose a menu, because we have four different menus. We have menu for people that eat everything, but you know, in London, people are very difficult for food. So we have for people that eat only fish, people that eat only meat, and people that eat only green. In France, actually, it's much more simple. We have only one menu because the grandmothers there, they learn kids to eat everything. So we just cope with, of course, people allergy. So if you have an allergy, you tell us. And then when you are ready, when you have put your phone and everything in the lockers, and that's another experience, to leave your phone in the lockers for 2 hours.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a lot of problems to do that. And then blind people go out of the dark room. He is your guide, and so we introduce you to your guide, and then he bring you in the dark room like a little train, with a hand on the shoulder of the person in front. And then he sit you at your place, he explain you everything, and he's here to help you, to explain you how to serve a glass of water in your glass, to cope with everything, and for the whole evening, he become your guide. That's why we don't say waiters, we say really guides. And people have a very big impression of the waiter in general, because they are very good. They work in this for many years now, and they remember the name of the people, and they remember who took what, and so people are really impressed in general. And then when you finish, people, they bring you out, and then you discover your menu on pictures outside, and then you have often very big surprise.
That's what scares me. That's the surprise. You know? It's the surprise thing that scares me.
No, but, you know, we think we know, but in fact, we don't know. This is the point, and this is why in our logo, it's written dans le noir, that means in the dark in French, and you have a question mark at the end. Because the idea here is to question yourself about what you think you know, but maybe you don't know. And you think you know about people, you think you know about food, you think you know about disability, but in fact, in this place, you realize that it's not so easy.
What happens if you're in a relationship and you go there with your partner, and then they didn't realize until you got there that, just say they were attracted to you, and then you got there, and they realized that when they couldn't actually see you, there was actually no depth to you at all, and they weren't attracted to you anymore since they got to talk to you without actually looking at you. How would that pan out? Probably bad. Next question.
I think eating a raw leek has done something to your brain.
I don't know how much time we have, but we have hundreds of.
That sounded like more time for relationship counselling rather than an interview.
I think so.
Let's talk about now. Let's talk about you. You're collaborating with Centrepoint and the gastronomic dinner with Michelin star chef. Tell us about this. What's going on with this? It sounds amazing.
Well, the idea here is it's our 10 years, so we wanted to celebrate.
Great.
And I didn't want to celebrate bringing some celebrities or everything, because anyway, we have a lot of celebrities coming very often.
Ooh.
So my idea was to show that we have a social impact, and also that we are accessible to the people. And we try to be accessible as much we can. We make special press for students, for unemployed, for everything, because I personally want that this experience stay accessible for the people. And so the idea here was to contact Centrepoint to see if they could bring 50 young homeless and to offer them a really good dinner made by our consultant chef, that is Julien Maché. He's a Michelin star chef that has a restaurant in Courchevel in France, and he will come specially to cook for them. And we did that in France 3 or 4 years ago, and it was really very emotional, in fact, because these people were first understanding very well what they were doing and where they were, and they were understanding the experience, and also they were really loving the experience. So for me, it was really a natural event to celebrate our 10 years in London.
Yeah. Hey, did you think about maybe doing two birds, one stone? You could have celebrities there and just make it up, because technically if it's dark, you can just go, yeah, come in, we're going to sit you next to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt just over there in the corner.
Yeah,
we've got the Beckhams over there, and just make it up.
Yeah. You know, there is one journalist from the Evening Standard that came when we opened the restaurant. He wrote something that I really like. He said, unlike other restaurants, this place is totally devoid of vanity.
Yeah.
That means when you come here, whoever you are, we had a lot of celebrities that were seated beside regular people, and you are who you are. Mm. And this is a big thing. It's darkness kills shyness, and darkness kills your statute. You are yourself.
Yeah, true. Very cool. No, that's that.
It's cool. In general, it's cool. I did eat it with very famous people and with a train driver, and I learned the same with a train driver on a celebrity.
And do you find out then when you come out who you actually sat next to?
I sorry.
Do you find out at the end of dinner? Do you find out who you were sat next to the whole time at dinner?
You send on. It's very funny because sometimes you think it's a blonde guy with blue eyes, and it's a black woman.
Another one. If Brilliant. You say you do go there with your partner, and then you go to the bathroom, you come back, you accidentally sit at the wrong table, and then you're like, oh my God, I get in on like a house on fire. I've never been so in love. And then you get outside going, ooh.
I'm starting to think that with your line of questions that you've had an experience, Hugh, like one of these restaurants.
I have. Not at these restaurants, but I have. Staying at a house with 12 people on a holiday once. Terrible experience.
Oh, right.
Terrible. No, it wasn't terrible.
The point is now for us is to continue to innovate. Mm. So that's why in April, from April 22, we start a new concept in this place to, in addition to the restaurant, of course, is to make parties not in the dark, but not only in the dark, but a very special new concept of party with famous London DJ like Tom Paris, Colin Dale. They will come to mix, and we hope to have a new concept to renovate our image here in London, because after 10 years, of course, we always have to innovate.
I would definitely DJ at that. That sounds brilliant, because DJing in the dark is fantastic, because it means people don't come up and bother you with requests.
They can't find
you. They can't even find a DJ. Yes.
You will see. I cannot tell you, but it's even more original than just DJ in the dark. So
oh, okay.
I hope you will come.
Oh, Edouard, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
You're welcome.
He is the founder of Dans Le Noir, the restaurant that's in completely in the dark. It's incredible. And they're having... They're celebrating the 10th anniversary. Please go and check it out. You can find all the details, www.london.danslenoir.com. And it's at 30 to 31 Clerkenwell Green, London. Thank you so much for your time.
You
it really is an amazing
thank
thing
for,
that you do.
Thank
so.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do. We can clap out.
We can clap. Yeah. Yeah. Right, okay. How many people do you reckon he's gotten pregnant just from that accent?
I mean, one now.
Well, hey.
That's fine. That's PG.
Was it PG?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that PG?
Come on.
You just said you got pregnant by a French
man.
Yeah,
by a stork. A stork delivered it, I think.
That was G. Because you're a G. But the P was close. The P is very close behind. Oh, that was amazing. I'm really keen to go to that.
I really want to go.
Hey, coming up next, I want to. Have you ever had a family member go?
Yeah, I've got one or two.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Which? What have you got?
I think I've got a brother.
Amazing.
And maybe a mum and one dad.
Okay.
I'll double check. I'll get back to you.
Wow. Okay. Well, that completely ruins my story.
Yes.
Coming up next, we don't know. We'll figure it out during.
Okay.
The next
cool.
Have you ever had a family member go a little bit cray, trying to defend you, like defending your honour over something? Maybe at school, like maybe.
I've the other way around. I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly what I want to talk about. Tell me that story up next.
Sure.
And then we got some pretty funny stuff we want to share with you on that same tip. You're on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents.
Do you know what, on Tinder, this is a rule not everyone realises. When people pop up again, it's because they've liked you. You learn something new every day. This is clearly coming from a man who's done his homework.
Knows the ins and outs.
I've completed Tinder.
I've seen the end credits.
I completed Tinder on very difficult. I'm writing that down. That's a line for on stage. I'm not even joking. It's decent. Cheers, thanks for listening, guys, while I'm workshopping material.
He's literally writing it down now.
Okay.
Every Thursday from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Of them tricks, get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt, but game been beat, dropping names, she's weak, tricking off. lost, mistaken for a geek, quick way to eat, deep place to sleep, rent a car for a week, drink for retreat, no, go on the raw sex, my ace test is flawless, regardless, we don't wanna get involved with all them lawyers, and judges, just to hold grudges in the courtroom, I wanna see your support, bro, and I support you,
with Roses there on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Lars Skeptic with you. Skeppers filling in for Docus McBrownus.
Check it.
What do you? So just to explain to me again, we were talking briefly before about your family. So tell me, apart from mum and dad, have you got siblings?
Yeah, I have one brother. He's actually been on FUBAR Radio a few times.
Has he?
He's a stand-up comedian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. And you guys are close and you do.
Yeah, he's great. He's brilliant.
Nice.
He's really cool.
Who's older? Who's younger?
He's old. He's 4 years older than me. Tin and Duyeb.
Did you, when you were growing up, did he like stick up for you at school if there was any fights or anything?
Well, he's brilliant. He's a little bit shorter than me.
Yeah.
So I think, and also because the age difference was a bit bigger, and like, you know, I'm sure he did at one point stick up for me, but there was definitely a time. I remember a time when I saw someone in his year, no, maybe a year below, that was, but you know, there was a. Was trying it, was maybe, you know, being a bit rude to him. So I just remember being younger and then going up to this guy and punching him in the mouth.
Ooh.
And not telling my brother, so he doesn't actually know.
Doesn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Should we get him on the line right now?
This is what
this
I did.
This is your life.
Yeah, no, I had to. Well, I had to, innit? You know, you can't.
Did you, have you, yeah, of course, absolutely you have to. Like, I remember my sister when I was in primary school, a kid was trying to, did you play marbles? Did you play marbles at school?
I certainly did.
So a kid was trying to steal my marbles, and my sister came up going, I have never seen her get so aggy in pretty much my life.
No, you got to do it. You know what, actually, my mom was driving me somewhere, and this guy like went right into the back of our car.
Yeah,
like full on thing. So I just got, it was, you know, it's your mum.
Yeah.
I just got straight out, and
of course.
I was just like, that's it, I'm doing this.
Yeah,
and like,
and yeah, it all kicked off a bit. But it was fine.
It's your mum.
It was totally cool. They backed down and it was all right.
Well, you get very, very protective about your family. Even my sister, this kid tried to steal one of my marbles, one of my favourite marbles.
Not your marbles, your precious
marbles.
My
precious marbles. You know what she did? She took his entire box of marbles. I'm talking hundreds.
Wow.
Hundreds of marbles. And then she went right up to the top of the hill and she went, say bye, motherfucker. And she just threw the whole thing, right? She was like, you don't mess with my little brother.
Kick
you
it don't off. Mess
with it. So she threw the whole box of marbles down the hill that, where everyone played marbles. So there's hundreds of marbles and all the kids are going crazy. You know what I mean?
It's like a health and safety nightmare.
Like she was, it really is. But it was like somebody had just like thrown money off a building and people were just running around going, crazy. This kid's sitting there sobbing. This kid's running around going, my marbles.
Sounds
my
like
marbles.
Vietnam.
And there is some sense of pride. Like you get the single, like, you don't mess with me.
Yeah.
My sister. We'll bash you. Because there's nothing nothing more masculine than that.
Yeah.
Go, well, my sister will bash you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Too right, mate.
Right.
Well, I imagine if I'd had an older sister as well, she would, you know, she would have done the same thing. Like, if it's youth, like, you know, if someone younger than you, or if there's someone like whatever, you just have to, or it's just blood as well. Like, you just have to rep for your family. Like, it doesn't matter if they're dickheads. If you hate your family, then no one's allowed to beat up your family apart from you.
Exactly. It's exactly how it works. Exactly how
it's
it works.
It's like, it's, you know, it says something about you otherwise.
Oh, but seriously, though, I mean, obviously, you know, mum jokes. No, don't go there. But what about mum? Like, my mum used to kick off for me, man. She used to protect me when I was in primary school because I was a wee bit naughty. I was just bored. Bored. I remember one time school was just about finished and all the parents would wait at the outside the gate for the kids to come out. And I went down there. I went, went down after school and there was just mum was red.
Right.
And no one was around. Everyone was scattered. And I was like, oh, something's happened. I don't know what's happened. She's like, get in the car. I was like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. What have I done? We get in the car and I was like, whatever happened? She's like, oh, no, not you, babe. Just those bitches. Those other bitches. And I was like,
oh, what?
What happened? What happened? Apparently what had happened is, there's a group of mothers and they're all outside at the gate waiting to pick all the kids up, and they were all going around the group going, oh, who's your kid? Oh, who's your kid? Da, 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 da. And then they went, oh, who's your kid? And she went, oh, Hugh Joseph. And then they all started laughing. Ah, you poor thing. Like getting like that.
What?
And my mum walked straight up to her, looked in her dumb face and goes, you fucking never talk to me again. I would like went on Clint Eastwood on her ass, man. And went crying. My mum just slept.
You don't want to go Clint Eastwood on anyone.
You don't want to go Clint Eastwood.
You don't want to go Clint Eastwood on anyone.
Hey, I just ate a leak, man.
I know. Just
give me a chance, man.
You still got another leak to go, mate. So you know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But I do love these stories. And so when I see from the Oscars where Sly Stallone. He got snubbed for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars, and his brother Frank Stallone was not super happy about it. Not super happy about it at all.
Why was he even nominated?
Creed. Yeah, for his movie Creed, yeah. But Mark Rylance, Britain's Mark Rylance, well, thank you very much. He won for Bridge of Spies, which he was amazing anyway, so totally deserve it anyway. But Frank Stallone totally kicked off and went on this massive, massive Twitter rant. You know, he was tweeting things like the Academy should be ashamed of themselves. It's as clear as the nose on your face that Sly won. Mark who? It's Hollywood bullshit.
Also, given the shape of his brother's nose, I don't think that's a really good example to give.
Right? Oh, man. Like, he actually went crazy. He was even sending horrible messages to Mark. Poor, as well, yeah, like saying things like, you know, stick it up your ass, you douchebag, and went on this full on crazy trolling mission. It was really horrible.
Who cares?
Frank Stallone wrote, "I will always defend what's right," but I was hang on. He did end up apologising. "I was always defend what's right, but I was wrong to put down Mark Rylance, and I apologise. He's a fine actor, but I thought Sly deserved it. Should have won. Don't back down, mate. Stick up. Go nuts. I understand where he's coming from. It doesn't matter." Doesn't matter if Mark Rylance deserved it or not. In his eyes, my brother should have won, and that's how it is. And that's my brother.
First of all, my brother has created two American icons, 40 years worth, and he did a historic job. If I was Mark, I would have been embarrassed.
Okay, Skeppers, can I just say, why did you not bring this voice up earlier?
Sorry.
Okay, I think what we need to do now.
Some of my characters that I do.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what we need to do now.
Okay,
is we
cool.
need to go, we need to really, really set the scene here.
Okay, cool.
And
I'm ready.
We need to really set the scene, and you need to read out every single tweet. Okay. As Sly Stallone.
No, this is as Frank Stallone.
As Frank Stallone.
Which is strange because his Twitter handle is at Stallone, so I wonder what Sly Stallone's
funny. Shouldn't really do that. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. I was born ready. Am I waiting for something? The Academy should be ashamed of themselves. It's as clear as the nose on your face to Sly One. Mark who? It's total Hollywood bull-ish.
Close. You nearly stuffed up there. You did good.
Mark Rylance couldn't even comb his hair, for Christ's sake. This is the third time Sly's gotten ripped off Rocky, Cope, Copland, and Creed. New voters. I'm going more Jersey.
You're out of care. I'm loving life.
The Academy needs to do a quick... No, that's the same. No, wait, no. No, you started. Just started again. The Academy needs to do a clean sweep of his voters. Am I pissed? Damn right. I defend what is right. And I was it. And I was Sly's knight. 95%. This is. He's not written very well.
No, it's not.
And it was Sly's knight. 95% mostly agree. I will always defend what's right, but I was wrong to put down Mark Rylance, and I apologize. He's a fine actor, but I thought Sly deserved it.
Amazing. God, I was really taken there.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want to do one more?
Adrian! Because Stallone.
can you do Sly Stallone saying no, thanks?
Thanks, brother.
Sly, good. All right. Well, we want to hear from you now. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. It's true. It's a fact.
It is actually a fact. And what we want to know from you, we want to hear stories. When has a family member gone a bit crazy defending you, or vice versa? Maybe you've gone a little bit cray defending someone in your family, just like Skeppers does here, just like my very masculine big sister does, who I love to death, and she's got my back. So I called her the chiropractor.
The chiropractor, you got my... That's cool, I like that.
And we want to hear your story, so get in touch, and we'll get those all up for you very, very soon. On FUBAR's Tuesday Roundup, here's Animal Collective, Bangles in Kiev. Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Skeppers, Last Skeptic with you. And we've just been chatting about Sly Stallone getting snubbed at the Oscars for his best supporting actor, and snubbed according to his brother Frank, because Mark Rylance very deservedly won it for Bridge of Spies, and he's British as well, so that's even more of a reason to deserve it, we think.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But Frank Stallone, Sly's brother, he went crazy, went on a bit of a Twitter rampage, abusing the Academy, everyone, even that abusing Frank, Mark Rylance. He did apologise in the end, but it's understandable. What we're talking about here is it's understandable you stick up for your family.
You've got to, you've got to. I mean, just maybe don't do it on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Just go see everyone on Oscar's board.
Go straight to their face. One by one.
You tell them what you think.
I'm going
to
spend the rest of my life one by one. One by one.
I have a particular set of skills.
Which, ironically, probably would make a great movie and you'd win an Oscar for, because it would be a great film. Tweet in. We want to hear from you. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. And we want to know, when has a family member gone a little bit cray defending you, or vice versa? Maybe you've gone a little bit nuts defending one of your family. We want to hear your stories.
We do. But you know what? We've got two emails in that I would like to read out. That I'm just trying to keep it as clean as possible. Probably that's why I can't read the rest. These are, you know what? I think people are trying to. They're trying to. They want you to win the 50p.
Of course. Well, we should break down for people that have just joined us about. We do have a bet starting from the start
wager.
Of the show.
Yeah, there was a wager at the start of the show where I said to Hugh, you know, I was sick and tired of basically always being so crude. You know, I'm just crude in my daily life.
Are
and,
you?
Yeah, you know, it's all I talk about.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just keep it PG today. On
why?
It,
why of all places here?
Well, because, you know, I want to set a good example for the kids, you know.
How many kids do you reckon are listening right now?
Probably lots. I mean, I have at least 10 children illegitimately, so.
And they all love your show.
And they listen in.
That's probably the only reason, the only way they can really, you know, hear Dad on the reg.
Well, that's a good point.
You're a terrible man. You're a bad man.
So here we have an email from Lawrence who says, the title is Keeping It Clean. Scappers definitely won't make it through the whole show.
Yeah,
I reckon he'll last another 20 minutes if he's lucky.
Well,
listen here, Lawrence, it's 5:09 p.m.
that was 50 minutes ago, right? Doing good. Well, there is we put a wager on this. We put a wager.
50p. Hard pence.
There is a pound. There is a solid pound.
1 pound
sitting there in the middle. Winner takes all.
Then a second one. This is anonymous.
Yeah.
It's titled Leak. I bet you have a lovely leak, skeptic.
Yeah.
Kiss, kiss.
Who would that be from?
I don't know. Could be from anyone. So, I mean,
could it be from one of the other halves of the 10 illegitimate children?
Yeah, it's highly possible. Yeah. But then again, this is a speculation. A scapulation, if you will.
Scapulation!
So it means it's someone that hasn't actually seen my vegetable tray.
Well, remember the last time you were hosting? Because I remember boss lady Natalie King brought it up. That you had mentioned something about your... you know, she was saying, she's like, why does he always say that he's got a not proportionate
leak?
And she's like, why is he's been self deprecating? Why is he being self deprecating?
It's part of my style.
Is it? Yeah.
Self deprecation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's
but
one of my characters.
She was like, I don't trust it. I think he's just trying to. She's like, I don't trust it. I reckon he's got a leak. I reckon he's got a leak down there. She talked about your leak a lot.
Well, I got to, you know, if I purchase a leek from the shop, then I got to carry it with me.
You do?
At all times.
At all times.
Vegetation. You make great soups with a leek.
You're getting very close to that PG line, my friend.
I mean, come on. I'm talking about going to the shop.
Are you?
Buying vegetables.
Are you?
Yes.
Don't think you are.
And making a soup. Email us in with your best soup tips. I might make a soup plate.
Hey, we were just on a little side note quickly before we move on. Gangsters, a video clip for Michael Payne. Has this just dropped today?
It's just dropped. It dropped about 20 minutes ago, I think. I've just got started getting the tweets now. A new song I produced I produced the whole of Michael Payne's new EP. It's called Let M See It, and it's out now. And the latest video from it is for a song called Gangsters, which is actually called GNGSTRS, you know, without the vowels, for anyone who wants to know. Gangsters. And that was purely when I emailed him over the masters, I did it as a joke and then it stuck. So pretty brilliant. Just so you know, I'm kind of influential. Don't worry about it. So that's my new song with Michael Payne. The video's dropped via Complex right now, so you can go watch it online. But don't watch it now because you're listening to me. So watch it in 49 minutes.
100%. And yeah, cop it right now anyway. We'll be back soon. Get your stories in. We want to hear from you. Tweet at FUBAR Radio. Email hdfubarradio.com. When have you gone a little bit crazy defending one of your family or vice versa? Maybe they've done the same for you. We want to hear your stories. We get them up soon. Here's Gangsters, Michael Payne on FUBAR. It's Tuesday Roundup.
Listen, if you drive for a few miles in your car, you'll see things that could turn a smile into a scar. Some of today's kids are mad to the max. They would probably fit in where the wild things are. They used to blame two things in the old days: gangster rap music and video games. The problem was too big for richer folks to stay. Then the middle class moved in and it didn't go away. Right now they're repping it hard on that corner. High-powered weapons and cars like Transporter. People talk about them as if they've got enough to live. The same people that voted for the frigging conservatives. Why do you think they haven't got an F word to give? Most of them don't know the meaning of the word forgive. The ones that learn are the ones that know Rick Ross bars. As far as they're concerned, that's something that only God does. The cool youth came and everybody thought the mood changed. Drug rings would have been smashed if it wasn't for the food chain. All they wanna do is reach the top of it. Eat until the bottom isn't involved, meaning don't stop for shit. That's what the logic is. But logic is a dodgy biz. Life's a bitch and often they're misogynists. It's hard to figure it out cause women are the ones that raise them. And father figures are now just figments of imagination. They might as well be invisible, cause nobody's discovered how to stare through a prison wall. It's pitiful. I pity fools that think the culture's dying cause the situation's critical. It's a tragic problem. The illness won't just vanish like the myth of Magic Johnson. They're fucking for the funds cause the roots don't need to be legal. Stunting like money's the root of evil Knievel. But the government's just a group of greedier people. I want another word for the dudes we see as deceitful. There's gotta be a name for those that truly fuck up shit, cause politician isn't really doing it justice. The game belongs to them and it's impossible to stop it. They save a lot of pennies with the coppers in their pockets. The law's on their side, so they're chilling in mansions, laughing while you're labeling the children gangsters.
Radio presents
Joey Page.
It is now time to welcome our wonderful guests. I'm very excited about having these boys in the studio. We've got Yuck in the studio, everybody. What if an oligarch wants to pay you up to go over there?
I'm very open to that.
I just don't want it to be ruled out. I mean, I doubt very much. The Venn diagram of oligarchs and people that listen to FUBAR Radio, it hardly touches, so I doubt they're listening. But if they are, I don't want that to be ruled out.
I mean, if you're talking about a Venn diagram of people who listen to Yuck and oligarchs, it's like a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I come fluttering in for Neverland, time can never stop me, no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in now high school less fortunate. I do advise you run in.
Outside my window, I can't get no peace.
is Rihanna. Consideration on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Last Skeptic with you. Skeppers filling in for Doc Brown.
There you go. Well, I think we should slide right into our next segment if you're up for it.
Slide away, my friend.
I'm just, you know, sliding
slide
in.
Slide away.
Seamlessly.
You are slide.
So
why
I mean,
am I doing that so creepy?
No, that's fine. Well,
I tell you why. Because we've got our bet going. You can't stay PG for the whole show. No, you've got 42 minutes left.
I think I'm quite confident.
So when you said slide, I started going, yes, slide, slide.
Slide's a legitimate word.
Hoping that you might do something PG.
No,
but you didn't fall.
No,
you
I didn't fall for it.
Good guy.
At all.
Good guy.
So slipping into this next segment.
Slipping in.
I keep wanting to introduce this segment like I'm Jay Leno, where I'm just like, hey, you heard about this? You heard about this? You heard about the story, right?
You
heard about
the
story?
Why don't you do that?
Okay, cool.
Definitely do that. That's a great idea.
Hey, Hugh, you heard about this? And actually, it's more Seinfeld than Jay Leno.
It was a little bit, but that's okay.
That's fine. Hey, Hugh.
Yeah.
What do you think about this selfie stick for MacBooks?
Oh, well, I haven't heard about it, but it sounds ridiculous. What are you talking about?
Well, apparently. Someone out there, a monster, a really disgusting individual.
Yeah.
Someone with pain and suffering in their heart and soul.
Yeah.
A decrepit.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm with that. Yeah.
Creature.
Yeah. Wow.
Has essentially.
Don't hold back, buddy. Don't hold back.
Designed. What is the tool of destruction that can only be known as a selfie stick.
Oh, horrible things.
Someone's designed basically a selfie stick on steroids. It's entirely capable of holding a MacBook rather than just your phone. Now, I don't understand.
No.
People look stupid enough with selfie sticks.
They do.
And you know, I know where I want them to stick that stick.
Where?
In the bin.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
But having your laptop out, like I think it's a crime that people have iPads out at gigs.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
Even just holding them up there, you couldn't do that at gigs back in the day.
No,
you would get robbed like in a second.
100%.
Especially in Brixton Academy, I see people with so many like phones out and things, this and that. You would get robbed in a heartbeat if you were walking through, you know, Brixton or anywhere with a bloody iPad out. And now this.
It's so ridiculous. I just don't understand. Like, it's, as you said, exactly that. Selfie sticks in themselves are just completely ridiculous and make you look like the biggest dick on the world. They're basically like the modern version of wearing a fanny pack, and you're just saying that I'm a tourist, you know, and I'm a tourist that is not very conscious about how I appear at all, which is fine if
it's,
that's your
it's
thing.
It's totally cool.
But I'm allowed to have an opinion, and I think you look like a dick, all right? So the fact that they've now got a selfie stick for a full MacBook is just like... It's just asking someone to rob you or asking to drop it or
drop
like they're
it,
really
yeah.
expensive.
I know. How and also the camera's not that good. You know what? Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it won't even happen. But I think the whole selfie stick thing is an interesting phenomenon because I think part of me is just quite jealous.
Really? Why?
Because the photos are quite good.
On the selfie sticks?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're quite nice, but I don't ever want to do it because I have too much pride and self-respect.
Or are you too self-conscious about what other people think?
Well, that's possibly true.
Oh, no.
You know, I can't get through the day without worrying about what people are thinking about me, Hugh.
Why? What happens? Tell me. You can be honest. This show's, just think of this, this show's like, it's a safe place, all right?
It's just, you know, everywhere I go, there's just... dark clouds chasing me.
Oh my god.
I can't help but feel that I'm not connected with myself, my soul. My inner being is just left untouched, sullied by the filth of humanity. I don't know how to live anymore. I don't feel alive.
I've just got one question. Okay. In all of this pain and this anguish of your day-to-day life. Hmm. Are we still talking about MacBook selfie sticks here? Or?
I can't remember.
How sad.
I can't remember. Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, highly possible.
This is ridiculous. Selfie sticks from MacBooks. I could not think of many things more stupid and more asking for an accident to happen. Asking. Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
Stupid.
I'm going to go straight up to
stupid. You're stupid.
The shop man. The man in the shop or the woman in the shop. I'm going to go straight up and go, do you know what?
You're stupid.
You're stupid. Everyone's stupid.
I love nothing more than just going up to people and calling them stupid in their face.
Do you really?
You're a flipping idiot.
Oh, that's horrible. It's really horrible.
Especially if they're a family member. Speaking of family members.
All right, yeah.
We've had a couple of emails in.
Yeah, so this is about our Frank Stallone sticking up for Sly Stallone getting his Oscars snub. How
he went on a Twitter rampage. You remember that? You remember that?
Yeah.
This one's from Grace. This is entitled "A Sweet Sonnet" called "No, They Didn't."
Yeah.
When I was little, my brother was pushed down a slide in the playground, so I smushed the other kid's face in the sand pit. Little shit.
That was a nice one.
That's cool.
It?
Yeah. It's okay. It's understandable. It's a reaction that's totally understandable.
Smush the other kids in the sandpit.
I mean, we don't know how old you were at the time.
Yeah. I know. Imagine that. Yeah. The kid was 3. Yeah, she's 28.
Still understandable.
Understandable.
Still totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the next one. This one from Joanna, entitled, "Oh No, They Didn't." My friend told my sister to eat this Malteser. Turns out it was a poo from her pet rabbit. So I left the friend's rabbit cage open and we never saw it again. There's so much to say about this.
It really is.
Rabbit poos don't look like Maltesers for a start.
I don't know the ones. I mean, maybe if you're from your posh side of town, but tell you where I'm from, mate.
Hey, posh side. No, I've got malnourished rabbits around here, bro. They ain't eating. That's a robust poo. That is a, that is a full on.
Yeah.
They're having a good day. Round, smooth. Come on now. Crunchy in the middle, honeycomb. Wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Amazing. So you just basically killed her. You assassinated her rabbit. You were an accessory to the murder of a rabbit. So. Mm. Good. I think that's a good reaction.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing.
Really, really good. Yep. Well done, Joanna.
Good on you, Joanna.
Our next email in. This is... it's funny because Hugh is currently clutching his sternum in protest.
I'm in pain. I'm still in pain.
The pain of the leak that he consumed so virulently.
Yeah, well,
virulently.
Today he's saying David's Day, and I, being Welsh, I thought it was right that I should, for my ancestry, respect my ancestry by trying to eat a raw leek during the length of the Welsh National Anthem, which I succeeded.
Yeah, and gagging on a lengthy vegetable, in fact.
Thank you. I still feel sick about that, by the way.
Well, this is from Paul. He's emailed in with the loving title "Leak."
Oh, there is a few E's in there.
There's a few E's in there.
Do you reckon his finger got stuck? Maybe his finger got stuck on the E. Maybe he's getting bad memories of clubbing. He's like, oh,
Okay, so this is from Paul.
Okay.
My little sister got dumped via text. So I sent a picture of a tiny leak all around the school and said it was his. And no, it wasn't mine.
That's really bad. It's dark. This has gone to a dark place.
Really dark. I mean, they usually do.
We've got amazing listeners of this show, actually. Amazing. Yeah, they always come up with some crackers.
Do you remember last time when we were like, what do you not, what would you put, about putting in your pants? What's the strangest thing you've had in your pants?
Yeah.
And somebody emailed in like, well, I know what I'd like to put in my pants.
I know, it went so weird, didn't
it? Hair dye. Wait, what? Why do you want to put hair dye in your pants? We're not even asking that. We do not want to know why you want to put hair dye in your pants. So, well, there you go. I mean, you learn something new every day.
Oh, I do remember. I just got a Laura, a producer, said that she said to, don't forget, somebody said they wanted to ripen a banana in their pants.
They did.
Oh, my days. That was a weird one.
To be fair, I would have been more happy with that if they'd said avocado, because I do struggle a lot with perpetually unripe avocados.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
And I feel like it's one of the greatest tragedies of the 20th century and one of the greatest, like, misleading things that the government do to us is those stickers that say ripe and ready.
I know, it's terrible. And they, especially when they are charging you a quid or
no.
a quid 50 for an avocado, you're standing there. So I feel like I completely deserve to go to Tesco's and stand there and wait mm-hmm. with an avocado down my pants.
Yeah,
if anyone's got any questions, no, I'm not stealing it. I am actually doing your job for
you. Yeah, I'm nurturing this avocado into ripeness.
I'm trying to hatch an avocado.
I'm hatching an avocado. You know what? Let's go to London Zoo and just put an avocado underneath every penguin. I think we're onto something.
What would come out?
I don't think anything would come out, but they'd make it warm. They'd warm up an avocado to its ripe and tender.
Yeah, and that's how you like conclusion. Avocados, is it?
I just love ripe and tender conclusions.
Do you? Okay.
To stories.
All right. That's it. That's all you want to say about that? That's you don't want to go any further?
No,
your
nothing.
Mind's not trailing anywhere else
absolutely
down
absolutely nothing.
Dark, dirty, nothing else you want to un-PG about this? Okay.
Totally.
Nope.
100%.
I feel like you're really holding back. You look, you've gone red.
Yeah, it's fine.
You look, are you all right? You're choking or something?
Thinking of the plot line of Care Bears currently.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I love Care Bears. Don't mess around with Care Bears. You better make sure they're plot line.
Oh, I love Care Bears. They shoot coloured things from their chest, you know?
Yep.
They do.
Just their chest.
Oh, yeah.
Only their chest.
Furry little guys.
Oh, God, you can't hold this in, are you? You're really trying your best, are you? You're doing a great job.
How long have I got that? That's cool. I've only got 31 minutes. I can do this.
You're doing a great job. Hey, coming up next, we did have a request, because obviously Doc Brown is away, so we
Doc
have
Brown's
been doing...
away?
He is. Yep. I know, I'm sorry to...
But who was that guy in the studio?
Sorry to break this to you right now.
Oh,
I know.
I said hello, Doc, to him.
I know, and that's why everyone thinks you're a dick. Because you think everyone... You want everyone to be Doc Brown. You
I
love
do,
him that
I
much.
I just see him everywhere.
You really do.
My dreams.
So we don't have rap about anything this week. I'm going to be doing another song for you about the Oscars. A quick wrap-up for anyone that missed it. But we did have a request for rap about anything today. A really, really sweet request. So what I'm going to do up next is, before we get into the song, is we're going to read out this request. Because it was we can't do the request because Doc's not here for rap about anything. We want to read it out because it's really, really sweet.
Okay.
All right, it's coming up next on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Jimmy got soul of a mimic. It's not quite right, you must be a cynic. Sign on the walls, always grinning. Coming to my time, come see me. Sucker to Timmy. I'm yours. White as the blood of a stick to your teeth. Mama still giving me breathe. White as the blood of a stick to your teeth. Mama still giving me breathe. White as the blood of a stick to your teeth. Mama still giving me breathe. That's Massive Attack and Young Fathers, Voodoo in My Blood. On FUBAR, it is the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Last Skeptic with your Skeppers filling in for
it's
Doc
true.
Brown.
It's just so true.
It is very true.
Like, just when you think it's not true, just when you think I'm not here.
Yep.
It's just true.
My man.
And it's... I'm sorry for that fact.
It's fine. We're very, very glad having you in. Obviously, Doc being away, one of the things we all do love here is rap about anything. So we obviously don't have that. I'm going to be doing a song very, very soon about a little Oscars wrap-up. But we did very specifically have somebody emailed in saying, could you do rap about anything today about a special thing for him? He kind of needs some help here, which we can't do because Doc's not here. But we have decided, we made a group decision. Look, we should probably just let's help this guy out. It's a brother in need, you know what I mean? A brother in need. So let's just explain who it's from here and what he's really what he's really asking of us.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've heard a lot about this email.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
Good, don't. I mean, do. Or don't.
So what I've been asked to do, what I've been nominated to do, is read this email out bareback, just raw.
Oh, God. You know? Are you sure that's wise?
Just straight. I haven't read it yet.
I'm just trying to think what normally happens when you go raw, when you go bareback. What normally happens?
Well, I mean,
just trying to think.
Just chafing, because you know you need to have proper running wear.
Chafing where?
Probably in the armpits area.
Really. That's what happens when you go bareback raw.
Yep.
You get chafing in your armpits.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to win this bet, don't you?
I really need 50p. You think you need 50p. I need 50p, bruv.
All right. Just quickly as well, we've got a bet. I don't think he can keep it PG to the end of the show. 50p on the line each, pound in the middle. He's going to lose. 25 minutes.
Definitely not going to lose.
You are.
I'm really good at this.
Well, so this is actually, for starters, it's a birthday request, so let's go to a birthday party. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, so
good.
Okay, so I'm going to do this in.
Wow, the shrimp's horrible. We're at a party.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's cool. Who's your friend over there? She's kind of cute. Yeah, all right. Nice. Sure.
Who did a poo in the laundry? That was me.
Sorry. That was me.
It's my house. My party. Do what I want.
Hi, Doc and Hugh. I just discovered your show last week, and I'm loving it.
Why are you so sad then?
I'm a huge fan of yours and Mr. Brown. I was at your gig in Colchester. You may remember me. I met you briefly at the end. My partner, Amy, is also a big fan, and she thinks you're gorgeous. Who can blame her? But sadly, she couldn't make it to the gig due to work. I was hoping you could do a rap about her on your show as a present for her today, as it's her birthday and it would make her day after a long, hard day at work. She works in the film and television industry in the sound department and is away a lot, so I don't get to see her till Friday. She's the most kind, loving, generous and loyal person you'll ever meet. She's stuck with me through some hard times and I wouldn't be here without her. She's truly a shining example of what a human should be, and I love her more than anything. If anyone deserves to be immortalized in the amazing rap stylings of Doc Brown, it's her. A few things about her if you decide to do a rap for her. She plays drums. Loves Motown. Her favourite number is 6. Mine happens to be 9, so we're a perfect fit. Her favourite film is Cool Runnings. She's watched it twice in a row. Her favourite food is grape and banana mousse, and she has beautiful big blue eyes. Keep up the good work. You guys are awesome. Kindest regards and much love.
Ow. What a party. What a great party this has turned out to be.
It sounds a lot better than all the parties I've been to in my entire life.
It does. It does indeed. It sounds a lot better than my 16th, who only my family members turned up to.
Also, I feel bad for Al, because I went into that. I raged into that, in a really hard manner with my creepy voice, thinking it would be a creepy email. And actually, it was quite a nice, sweet email.
It was really sweet.
So sorry, Al. And I'm sorry to your lady friend, who sounds lovely.
She's totally fine.
And happy birthday to her. She sounds brilliant, and you sound great.
Yeah.
And
I wish you the best.
Yeah.
I hope she has a wonderful birthday, and I hope she gets to see Cruel Runnings again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope she gets
a grape banana mousse.
I really hope that you get that. Whatever that is, if it's your birthday,
just,
I hope you get that.
I mean, if you can't find it, just go to an old people's home and steal it. They'll have some there.
It'll be there, mushed up in a puree, yeah, of similar colours. You'll be fine. You'll find it.
I'm sure it's a flavour of cat food as well. It's totally cool.
Oh, bless.
Oh, good on you.
So that was our wrap about anything today. We're going to have a song up next, wrapping up the Oscars for you. Right after Frank Sinatra, That's Life, as chosen by Last Skeptic on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. A pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny. Single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick big ball and die.
Frankie, the Rat Pack on FUBAR, Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Last Skeptic with you. Wow, why did you choose that one? Why did you want to
hear
that one?
Honestly, it's all jokes aside, with all of my sarcasm and my trouble with actually not being sarcastic and knowing when to be serious and when not to. All of that aside, that is one of the greatest songs of all time. It's probably my favourite song of all time, and I want it played at my funeral.
Oh, not your wedding?
I ain't getting married.
No, you're not going to hold me down. Hey? Wow.
I am an independent woman, and really, no one can hold me down.
It's true, and we do love that about you. Well, what a tune. Great tune.
It's fantastic song.
I don't know what I'm going to have at my funeral. I think maybe... welcome to the jungle. I don't know why. It's just
probably
like,
just me laughing and pointing, going, I did that.
Yeah, it probably would be something like that, wouldn't it? Yeah. You bastard. All right, so yeah, we don't have a rap about anything this week because Doc Brown's away, so I've got another little tune for you. And I'm going to do a wrap-up because the Oscars was a big thing. Mm. So I'm just going to do a quick wrap-up of the Oscars.
And, I haven't heard of it. What was
it? It's kind of like a shitty version of the BAFTAs.
Oh,
so
the Shafters.
It's like the Shafters,
okay,
exactly
cool.
Like the
Fine.
Shafters.
I'm okay with that.
Such an amazing way to celebrate all the films that were made. Well, actually, just the ones the Academy nominates. Don't worry about the rest, they're a bit shit. The glitz, the glamour, the lights, the cameras, the dresses, the shoes, celebs getting drunk and boozed, yeah. The whole world stops to watch the Oscars, the Oscars, the Oscars. And I think it's really great how they appreciate all the actors, all of the amazing white actors. Yeah, you gotta admit the diversity was a little skew if the Star Wars droids were on stage. But where was Chewie? It's so unfair just because of the colour of his hair. Yeah, the Academy is quite racist, but Chris Rock, he put them all in their places, amazing. And Leo finally won. You, who knew that all he had to do was get bummed by a bear? But where was the bear? Another example of lack of diversity there. And Jenny Beavan's Oscar win, congrats. Even if no one in the audience actually clapped. Who cares about them? It's all about you. And you bagged one, lady. Stephen Fry wants to know which bag it's in, exactly. And Sam Smith, what a dream. He won Oscar for a brand new award called Worst Ever Bond Theme. A big moment for him, being the first gay man to ever win. He texted everyone, but no responses from Elton or Dustin. Azif Kapadia won, Alicia Vikander too. And Sly Stallone got snubbed. If you don't agree, his brother Frank will troll you. So yeah, the Oscars might be white, but at least they tried by putting Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah on the same invite. There you go, a little wrap up of the Oscars for you. Oh, bless.
That was definitely in the top 5,000 songs that I've heard this week.
Oh, and that's why everyone loves you, because you're a total dick. Hey, coming up next, we've got to jump into Illegalizer. Here's Flume, Smoke and Retribution on FUBAR Tuesday Roundup.
Looking funny when I'm driving by. Headed to my whip, my name is buzzing. No, they plan on killing mine. Name it at your temple, we was taught to kill a nigga. Mine, genocide, buried in the top, cleansing in the sand. Blood is sitting in my hands, I'll never be the bigger man. I know they'll never understand, but they don't give a fuck. Lift your hands up high before I stick you up. Yeah. Myself. I love the way you stay away from me, you make me melt. Those nights you used to come and stay with me were playing in my memory. It's no such thing as meant to be, that's fine, cause you so fine. The way you walk and talk, the way you leave your mark, just can't break you from my thoughts. Walking through them on the park, like they wasn't trying to screw me up. Doing all we did, we still ain't doing nothing. Thank you.
No, that hearse can't be too worse. Tell the woman that I hurt. I apologize for my lies and tell my mama blame my karma. Hey, she had to see me die. I just wanna see the sky shining from the other side. Looking down on all my friends, making sure they walking right, cause ain't nobody watch our back. And it's like way too hard for that. I made it out with my heart intact. My heart is still can't harvest that.
On FUBAR, it's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Last Skeptic with you. Skeppers filling in for Doc Brow.
That's definitely true.
Hey, we've only got 11 minutes left of the show before the legends Hardesty and Needle are going to take over live in the studio. So that's 11 minutes of you have to try to win your bet. I'm trying to stay PG for the whole
show. It'd be
pretty
easy. It'd be really easy.
Yeah.
So let's go into an article about meat.
Well,
quite hot meat, actually.
Really? You want to just jump straight into it? You want no?
Well, there's no point with any warming up.
Okay. All right.
If you know, I don't believe in that.
Ban
you know?
Talking about that, then that's a great little segue into legalize it.
Oh hell no!
Legalize it. It's where we give you a chance to ban things. And what could be funner this week than banning? We want to know.
Funner is a word.
Tweet us. Funnerer is a word.
Funner is a word, everybody.
Funner is a word, and funnera is like a, it's an even funner version of
it's
funner.
It's like when you say, look closely, and then you need to look closer. You just go, look even closelier.
Closelier. I like that. That sounds sweet.
Look even closelier.
Closelier. I like that a lot. We want to know. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hdfubarradio.com. We want to know, what do you want to ban 18 or unders from? This is anything. Anything at all. And the reason we want to know that is because a KFC outlet has just banned all under 18s from entering alone, from entering unsupervised by an adult. Sounds ridiculous. But apparently this place in Stoke-on-Trent, KFC there, they've had so many fights and other things pop off in the actual KFC that they've just done blanket ban. If you're under 18, you cannot come in unless you're accompanied by an adult.
Right.
It's pretty wild, man. And then how are you really, you're going to have security guards there checking IDs and stuff like that. It's pretty.
And I mean, I'm quite a youthful looking guy. Like everywhere I go, I get ID'd.
Day under 40.
Yeah, like I feel like I would not get in.
No, you wouldn't.
I look so young. Some people ask me if I'm 15.
Oh, because
or 16.
You're young.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think they just probably wouldn't let you in because you look really sketchy. I don't think it's anything to do with your age.
Is that why they didn't let me into the nursery that time?
No, there's a lot of other reasons for that.
There's a lot of
other reasons for that.
Well, there you go.
But this is crazy. Like, I mean, you would get pretty pissed off, wouldn't you? Because I mean, one of the few things that you can really do when you're under 18, is go and hang out at a fast food place.
That's
and,
all
and
I
cause,
did.
And cause trouble.
That's all
do you
I
know
did.
What I mean? That's all you did. So,
you know what I mean?
What are they going to do now? KFC's going to be responsible for all these kids being on the street, causing trouble on the street. All right?
Under 18s are not strictly banned from the premises. They can come in to order their meal, but then they have to take it out. A takeout, if you will.
Oh, if you will.
A minority has been causing trouble. Racist. Really, they only came in for the Wi-Fi, but we have reduced the distance of it, so now it only reaches the doors. What does that even mean? That means you've reduced it so it only reaches inside of the venue, so that makes kids want to be inside of the venue. Inside. So why, I don't... Like, come on now. You've just fudged yourself.
Yeah.
In the behind.
Oh,
that's
no,
right.
No.
No, in the back. In the back. From
no,
the,
yeah, I think no. you just... That, no.
That's someone putting fudge on
I
your back.
I think you just lost your bet.
No, that's fine.
Fudged in the behind. You might not have had to swear.
Fudged on the back.
To create a visual.
Don't you ever,
of someone getting fudged
along,
in the
it's
behind.
It's a hot summer's day. Someone's bought a sachet of... a holdall full of 10p fudges from the corner shop.
Hey, Adam, can we just out there... Can you come into the studio for a sec? Can we help you? We need a little bit of help here. Just quickly on a side note, before we jump into a legalise it. Hey, Adam, how you doing, mate? Adam from a Spoiler Alert show here on FOBAR. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, not too bad.
Great. So a little quick recap. We've got a bet that Last Gap, you can't keep it PG for the entire show. Yeah, yeah, we've both put in 50p.
I'm a very sweary guy.
He's a sweary guy. He's trying to keep it clean for the kids today. Okay. He just made a reference to something, trying not to swear. Completely respect.
I'm just discussing. You know,
discussing like, something. And he said that... I don't even need to put it in context. He said, literally, yeah, they've really fudged themselves in the behind. Now,
that's pretty PG.
Is that PG to you? Is there any way, shape, or form that that can be?
Come on, that is so PG.
That could possibly be PG.
That is so PG.
I think that's PG.
Thank you.
Fudged in the behind.
Yeah,
is PG.
I'm telling you, hot summer's day, a hold all full of 10p fudges from the corner shop. Someone unsuspectingly.
I thought you said in the beehive.
No. He said
someone
they have,
from behind he has said, just accidentally nudged you with melting fudge 10p fudges.
He said fudged,
to the spine.
He said fudged in the behind.
See, you keep your grubby hands off my...
I think you could get away with that in a PG
Thank
movie.
Thank you, I appreciate
No
that.
Way!
Yeah, way!
All right.
When the next song's playing, I'm going to Google the most potentially borderline things that have been said in a Disney film.
Okay, all right.
And I bet you there's a ruder ones than that.
Well, we're definitely not going to have time for that anyway, but I like your idea.
Well,
I like the cut of your jib.
For next time.
I hope I didn't fudge you in the behind on that idea.
So I'm totally fine with that because it means that you put fudge on my back.
All right, I've got to go to a song real quickly, and then we've got to get your emails in. We want to know from you. under 18s have been banned from going into a KFC by themselves. He's going with adults now because they're too rowdy. We want to know, what else do you reckon under 18s should be banned from? I'll give you one. Off-license. They piss me off. Whenever I'm in an off-license and there's kids in there, they get in my way. They do shit. They stand there and they stare at things. Yeah. I know they don't have any money. They're just there to look at things.
I think
in my way.
I think airplanes, trains, streets, public highways... supermarkets.
All right, mate. We're just having a conversation.
Maybe
leave other people with some ideas as well.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Could I? That's fun. You really jumped on board.
Football games.
You don't have to celebrate.
Schools.
Right? I'm going to play the only thing that's going to shut you up right now is playing one of your own songs, isn't it?
Fantastic. I love this song.
Here we go. Show me. This is the Tuesday roundup on FUBAR. That's Last Skeptic right there. Show me. Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, doing a stellar job on FUBAR for the Tuesday
round. An average job, if anything. A moderate to fair job.
You have not fudged anything up. You haven't
not
fudged
in the behind.
Anyone in the beehive.
I love hiding my fudge in a beehive.
You do, don't you? You really do.
So we've had a nice little email. We've had a couple of emails in. Michael Payne, friend in quotations. Compadre, maybe. I don't know.
Life partner,
possibly.
Possibly. Not yet, soon.
He's trying to trick me, really. He's trying to trick me into losing this bet. I know what he's doing. He's sent an email with a title saying Corin Reed. So yep. Corin's my name.
Can I just say, Michael Payne, thank you very much for doing this. I know you got my back. I got your back too, bro. Don't you worry about
that. He's got your back. And you know what? I've vetoed it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to swear. I'm not losing. I need that 50p.
Well, you need to tiptoe around it because you can't allude to this and leave dear listeners out there wondering what it was. You're going to have to allude to it. You have to now.
He's basically said swear words but spelt into other words, so
do you want me here? Show me. I'll read it out.
No.
This is great. I like this very much. Michael Payne, what a guy. Yeah, yeah, I'm so far King Stupid. What? Oh, I think he's done that. He's called you fucking stupid, which I'm allowed to say.
Exactly. And I'm not allowed to say it because I won that 50p.
All right, so
we've got two other emails about legalize it.
We've been chatting about the KFC that has banned under 18s from going in there unaccompanied by adults. We want to know what else you want under 18s banned from.
All right.
I want bus stops.
Louisa.
Which is a tough one. I want bus stops because they piss me off.
Louisa says, I think we should ban under 18s from any public transport. So they can't play out their shitty music.
Thank you.
From their phones every day.
You just swore, by the way.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I said shitty.
No, you did not.
I said shitty.
You went back and said shitty.
No, I said shitty.
You didn't. You said shitty, and then
D's.
You realised what you did. You thought I didn't pick up on it, but no, I waited for you to finish your sentence.
Shitty bang bang.
To lull you into a false sense. You just lost.
With 2 minutes to go!
Yes! Hang on, read out the other email. We got another one. This one's from Tulip. She says, I would ban under 18s altogether. Who needs them? Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, all show. Last get began myself. We have had a bet that he wouldn't keep a PG. He hasn't. 50, that is my pound. Also, the...
Fucking hate you, Hugh Joseph.
The Oscars song is going to be up online around 7:30 tonight. You can go and check it out there at foobarradio.com. We'll catch you next Tuesday. Last get, are you going to join me then?
You're dead.
All right. Yee-hoo! Hard to see Needle taking over up next. Bye!